Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
How you doing, folks? Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I have like a support group I run. I've been like trying to think. Yeah, it's when you have over 2,000 people and you're constantly getting people that like, guess what, folks? I talked to Dr. Seuss and he told me that he cured my thing with water. I mean, it just, you know, it's all kinds of spam and some people are good. I'm like, if you send it to me and I can do some research and I can find out, hey, this is a legit doctor, this is what's going on, you know, I'll work with you. But don't just post stuff willy-nilly with that, and that's, you know, and just getting a lot. Especially when you sit there and, like, post for approval, and there's, like, 50 of them you got to go through. And some of them you don't know whether to approve them or not because they mean well, but it's like, is it really, you know... But I don't know where y'all live in the world, but I live in the Midwest, and we have, I mean, you always hear about this in California and all these areas, but like the air quality where we live, technically we should be wearing like masks. The air quality is so bad from all these wildfires, you know, from that blackface enthusiast Justin Trudeau and his failed leadership. I mean, they should have stopped this by now. But I want to get into something that, in regards to that, John Kerry's stepson was a business partner with Hunter Biden. Gee, you take Obama, you take Biden, you take the Clintons, you take the Bushes, you take all these presidents and vice presidents. Donald Trump's the only one where his net worth went down, not up. All these other politicians, their net worth skyrocketed. Clintons had like $1 million. Now they have hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, they can't win. They can't defeat Trump. So what are they going to do? Dear D, they're going to try to indict him on January 6th, an insurrection. Yeah, they don't have it. The DOJ basically is going to screw them because he is so corrupt that they're not going to, I don't know how they're going to allow any of that. But that's just how the cookie crumbles. They asked a bunch of people, like Kevin McCarthy, like about the Trump indictment, a bunch of these GOP people, and they basically, I don't use that language, but they went off. Like, this is a bleep to bleep to bleep, you know. They went off. And then I mean, like, when reporters were there with that president from Israel and Biden just like making no sense. They're barking questions at him. He's staring at him. It's sickening. You know, your heart goes out for people that are homeless, that are legit, and you want to be there for them and you help them out when you can. You do what you can for them. I'm actually gone up to people for, what's your story? What's your story? Tell me about it. What do you want? I'll get you something. I had a couple come up to me and tell me they had nothing. I said, what do you want? I'll get you food. Oh, well, thanks. And I said, let me know what you want and I'll get it for you. And I bought him food. Because not bragging, not being prideful, it's what you do. And when you see someone like Joe Biden being paraded around, who doesn't know what day it is, doesn't know what time it is, should be in an assisted living community, he's so far gone, it's sickening. I got so much I want to get into. But don't forget this, folks.
Hey, everybody, it's A.T. Merle here from Life Church Worship. Man, it is my honor to share with you the verse of the day. Psalm 113, verse 3 says, from the rising of the sun to the place where it says, the name of the Lord should be praised. From dusk till dawn, today, tomorrow, every day, the name of the Lord should be praised. So we don't know who the author of Psalm 113 is, but what we know is Psalm 113 through Psalm 118 would have been the very songs that were sung during the Passover. So imagine Jesus there in the upper room with his best friends, his disciples. They're celebrating the Passover together. They would have literally sang Psalm 113. The name of the Lord is to be praised from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. Jesus, knowing what was before him, that he would be betrayed by one of his best friends, that he would be crucified, was in a place where he was still reminding himself that no matter what he's walking through, no matter what he's about to endure, that the name of the Lord is to be praised. So what is your life like today? What are you walking through? Are you walking through a storm, or maybe you're in the calm right before it? Do you find yourself standing strong on the promises of God? Or are you confused in the chaos of your life? Are you sitting down right now enjoying a meal with your best friends? Or are you walking through the news that one of your best friends betrays you? No matter what it is, just remember that Jesus, even as he sat there with his best friends, that he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. He knew that there was joy in lifting up the name of our Lord every day. So let this scripture today be an encouragement to you that there is joy if we will praise the name of the Lord every day.
Think about that as you're going through your day today, folks. Everywhere from east to west, praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I might have to get my phone looked at. But thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. I'm kind of in shock right now. A buddy, Johnny, I called him Johnny. His name was James T. Pastage. He ran J&O Records. And, like, my wife will tell you this. He put in a Grateful Dead album and of a concert, and she'll be like waving at me. They had a Alpine Valley show that was in the movie theaters, and I'm like, see that? See those, that green that they're wearing? Those are ponchos. It was downpouring rain. And when I mean downpouring, like at Alpine Valley where they have like those canopies, like where if you're in the seats and you're, it was like a waterfall. I mean, that dude, yeah, man, I heard there's a recording of John Lennon going to the bathroom. Yeah, it's from July 6th. 1976, man. Yeah, man, I can get that for you. I mean, I have still in my collection, I have like European bootlegs and stuff, and he had a Kiss pinball machine. I mean, that place, they probably got 100,000 CDs. When they have record store day, I'm 20 grand in with record store day, come on in. And I came in. He goes, man, I thought you'd be here in the morning. I said, nah, I couldn't make it. And I go, and he goes, yeah, all the dead and fish were like instantly taken. I'm like, okay. And I'm talking to him, and he's like, I'm going to go up to the vault and see what you got, you know, because I just like records. It didn't have to be a record store day thing. And I came down with New Riders of the Purple Sage, and David Nelson almost had Bob Weirspot and the Grateful Dead, if I recall. He was incredible. Telecaster guitar player, incredible. And they were like Moby Grape, Tower of Power. They're like flashes in the pants, but they're amazing. I mean, somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning, 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, I swear I ain't lying. And Jerry played on the album, and I was just jonesing. And man, I remember going in there putting down pennies and buying records and putting like, here, I'm going to sell this. And he goes, I can't really get much for it. And I said, just have it. You can have it. And he put like 50 cents. I got to give you something, man, and give me 50 cents or whatever for the tape or, you know. I'm like, oh, you don't have to give me anything. I'm going to go, well, don't worry, just keep it. I'm going to go buy stuff anyways. and I'd come out with like five tapes or whatever records, and man, the stories he would tell, he had guitars that were signed. Like when artists would come here, he had guitars signed. Like they did a Fish album one year, and every album, if it had, they had like special artwork, and each one was different. He goes, "You want how much?" He goes, "Yeah, I don't want to sell it, but you know, I mean, if you're willing to pay that, like $300 bucks something for the record store day thing." He goes, "If you want it, man, I'll sell it to you. I don't want to sell it. That's why I have it so high. That if I'm willing to let go of it for that much, but nah, I don't want to really get rid of it." Because when they had that. When they did the Up in Smoke 2018 version with the pot leaf, and he said there was a couple years that, like, the next day, they got a shipment of more record store day stuff, and they had some record, they got some Dead End. They said, "Why didn't you call me?" Because I didn't, he goes, you know, because I would always go in there and just be up in the loft forever, just looking at old records and stuff. And it's like I always tell people, when the world didn't get me, the Grateful Dead did. I didn't care who you were. There to have a great time. It wasn't a cookie cutter 90-minute set. I remember when I first saw the Canadian band Rush, I'm like, oh man, they didn't play. I wanted to hear Subdivisions. Maybe if I would win at this show or that show, and then I find out that they play basically the same show every night. You know, it's like the Dead. Okay, let's do a set list. What songs? Okay, what do we do tonight? And they just every night was a different set list, and you never knew what they were gonna play. It was always, you know, every time I went in there, I never knew what he'd have. Or hey, you need to check this out. He'd always be playing music, and. He was just like amazing. I'm not afraid of death because I don't believe in it. It's getting out of one car into another, John Lennon. And he was just like this bright light. You know, like they said, the Grateful Dead were that brief moment of sunlight before the darkness. And they didn't just live it, they played it. And that's how I don't think I ever saw that guy. The only time we get pissy is if there were people like that would like park in his lot but then go somewhere else, you know, and he had, you know, if he had a rule and people would just, you know, be, it was hard to tee him off, but his wife Teresa is going to keep it going with the sons Vinny and Dan and Hunter. Teresa, she's awesome, man. She was you could have the worst day of your life. My mom and dad could have died, and he would have been in there like, "Put on some music, man. What do you want to hear, man? Let's talk." He could have met you for the first time, and he'd treat you like he was your best friend. And it's just, you know, when you have a connection with people, like my wife has worn these dancing, we got these, one night she was kind of half out of it on a sleeping pill and bought these Grateful Dead Dancing Bear jackets, which are amazing. And she's been at a gas station and talked to someone for like 20 minutes. My mom talked to someone for over an hour because my mom went up to him. She goes, "Yeah, my son has shirts with that on there. The Grateful, yeah, he's a deadhead, I guess." Was it? Yeah, my mom talked to some dude for like an hour because of my love, because of the Grateful Dead. I mean, I've talked to, we went to dinner one time before a show, before a Dead show, and we talked to these dudes forever. I'm like, "Ah, we're going to miss the show." I remember being in the parking lot one time, because, "Don't you got a ticket?" And I'm like, "It's going to start," and I'm taking off, running to the venue, and, oh, the old days before you had map, before you had, like, the internet. "Yo, do you know where this venue is? We can't find it." "Sure, I know where it is." "Well, hop in, we'll give you a ride." And the guy that would, we'd have a guy get in the car and we'd give him a ride and he'd tell us how to get there. Now you have like the internet. And, but yeah, wow, just hard to believe. But it's all good. Yeah. And if you're local, I know some of you are, I will keep you updated. They're going to do a memorial at J&L, and they're going to play music and stuff and just, you know, celebrate his life. And that's what they said. The families like told me, like, you know, crank up music, listen to anything, just listen to music. That's what he'd want. You to go on and just enjoy the love and music that he put in. Because I remember back in the day when they had like Kiss records and they had like different colors, and they had like, you know, Ace Frehley's face on one, they had Gene Simmons on another, and they had Special Imports. I mean, it's crazy what I pay for some Special Imports that now people have digitally downloaded them and put them on YouTube. But it's like, I'll still pull out that record, that CD, that Special Import, and put it in. But thank you so much. I got to get into... I mean, 23 states are affected by the wildfires. I mean, right now, I've never seen this before in my whole life in Indiana, but they have wildfires in Canada. They're affecting... Our air is, like, contaminated. Like, we should be wearing, like, N95 masks minimum, just walking around to try to keep the... I mean, we had it to where I'm like, what the heck, is that fog? No, it's the wind from blowing the smoke from the wildfires from Canada. And they're not really doing much. Now, there was a thing that they showed on, and I've talked about this on the program, it's called HAARP. It's like H-A-A-R-P, and it's in Alaska. And they have patents for this. And what this guy found out, okay, you take three antennas, AM antennas, and you put one AM antenna, and you make a T, and you connect them together, and there's a field of them, and you can manipulate clouds. And the whole purpose of this was to manipulate the weather. And this guy goes, I don't really, this is kind of pretty out of the ordinary. He goes, I got a test tube. Chemistry, you got a test tube. They put a puff of smoke in a test tube. And when they put this puff of smoke in this test tube, they take just a regular AM radio with a tuner dial, and they tune and they turn the dial, and you see the puff of smoke go back and forth, depending on how he controls the dial. And they're like, wow. And he goes, well, if you have a bigger puff of smoke and a bigger AM signal, couldn't you maneuver the AM signal? Yeah, he goes, well, if you had a water balloon and you had a little tiny helium tank and you filled it up, okay, if you have a giant helium tank and you have a giant meteorological weather balloon that you send up 20, 30,000 feet into the air to get meteorological data, if you have a bigger helium tank, couldn't you just inflate a bigger weather? Yeah, same concept. If you have a bunch of AM antenna signals combined, couldn't you move a bigger puff of smoke like a cloud? Bingo! And he proved that you can do it with that little puff of smoke. You just need a bigger AM signal and a bigger cloud, just like a bigger helium tank and a bigger weather balloon. You could, you know, same concept. And the whole point of it was, okay, California has a drought, we give them water. This place has got too much water, you cut back the rain. You got wildfires, guess what, duty? You make rain and you help put out the fires. Because when they had that 2004 tsunami, there was no underwater earthquake. There was no tremor, nothing. Some people think, hey, maybe they were testing that out. Did it work? Did it not work? Was it a oops? But they've proven that it can work. Or like if someone's going to try to attack the United States, let's flood them before they can do anything. And they have patents for it, and it does work. But, you know, that blackface Trudeau, dirty. Have fun with that, buddy. Because these Canadian wildfires, and let me tell you something, these wildfires are doing more damage to the climate and the earth and the air than any car has ever done. But don't worry, folks. We just need to go to solar energy, wind energy, and electric cars, and we need to cut the population, and our kids will have a better place to live. She meant pollution, but yeah. You know, if you see the slave labor involved in getting the lithium and stuff for the batteries and all the stuff that they do for these, and there's not enough of that material on planet Earth to fully switch to electric cars. But then you got all these people flying in private Learjets. We need to stop climate change. We need to spend, we need to tax you more to save planet Earth. Well, China's doing more damage. So what's the point? It's kind of like having a global currency, a one world currency. Guess what? Then you don't have to worry about like exchange rates and this and that. Everyone's on the same currency. Well, if you're trying not to spend money in your country so that you keep the inflation low, so that the price of the dollar of an item doesn't go up and the currency becomes worthless, what good is it if these 10 countries are just printing money like hand over fist? Well, if we're not trying to spend money so that we keep the value of our dollar stronger, what good is it if China is spending willy-nilly and printing off billions and billions and billions of dollars every 5 seconds? The dollar's going to be worth. I mean, like, I went to Sam's Club. $27 for toilet paper. I used to buy for $22. Oh, but this country's going great. Biden's doing wonderful. Cascade tablets for the washing machine and dishwasher, you know, the dishwasher tablets. The tablets for the washing machine are up like $4. The tablets for the dishwasher are up like $6. Everything is up. Heck, I go to Taco Bell. Me and my wife spend like $18 just for ourselves, for two people. I remember when I could get two food for two people at Taco Bell and spend like $7, and I thought that was a lot. Everything is going up and up and up and up and up. I mean, John Kerry even admits the China climbing trip was a failure. What's he going to write that off on the taxes as a loss? We've been doing so well that, so I don't have to pay taxes. I'm going to write that off as a loss on my taxes because we failed. Yeah, kind of like these people that we need to stop eating meat to save the environment. Well, I'm going to eat double the meat to counteract the people that don't eat the meat. It doesn't matter, folks. Those Canadian wildfires are doing more damage. Like this, like I'll tell you, the Mount St. Helens volcano eruption did more damage in every car on planet Earth since they've been going. And that's when they had leaded fuel too. Since cars have been running on planet Earth, Mount St. Helens did more damage than all those combined. But then you got these retards that are like in the streets protesting and trying to block. There was a lady even in a video that she's going, you know, you're damaging the environment, idling your car and this and that. And he takes his camera and pans down. He has a battery operated Tesla, so there's no emissions. Goes back up. You shouldn't be, I'm calling the police, you shouldn't be idling your car like this. You're putting out so much toxic exhaust fumes and all that. And he points down again. It's a Tesla. This lady's going off on him because he's damaging the environment by running his electric car. I guess she doesn't realize it's a Tesla. But these people, like I tell people, if you think global warming's real, watch that Al Gore movie that he did. 99% of that movie doesn't make sense because we shouldn't even be here. All the polar ice caps should have melted. We should have been flooded by now. Like I told this one person, you don't believe in global warming and all this stuff and climate change and all this. I'm like, I don't know how I can tell you you're not that old. Well, how do you know that? And he was going off on me. I'm like, well, it's very simple. When I was a kid, we had 10 years left of fossil fuels in like the 80s. In 10 years, we would have to come up with a way to run cars because we were going to run out of fossil fuels, aka like oil. in the late 80s, in the early 80s, we went from an ice age to global warming. And in the late 80s, the ozone layer was going to be depleted, and we're all going to die from that. All the crops are going to be killed by acid rain. Then it went, the global warming went to climate change, to climate crisis, to all this. That way, when it's really hot or really cold, well, wait a minute, you said it's going to be global warming, but we had the coldest winter on record. Well, you know, and when we could prove them wrong, they would just, oh, we're going to call it a climate crisis. That way we can't be wrong no matter what the temperature is. But we were going to have fossil fuels go. We were going to have acid rain kill everything. We were going to deplete the ozone layer to where there would be no ozone, and we'd all die. All kind, you name it. How many end of the world scenarios have I survived? Way too many. But then you probably have people that believe that the White House is doing their due diligence. I truly believe that they don't know who the cocaine belongs to, even though it's the most secure house in the United States. Folks, no one can get onto the White House property unless know somebody and you can get like Secret Service escort, and you're in a position where you're so high up that you would not get searched. Terrence K. Williams has had a Popeye's chicken coupon confiscated. That there's every square inch of that place is monitored. They know who it belongs to. And there's talk from Dan Bongino that it might not be the Bidens, but if someone dropped it off, almost like, hey, like it might have even been a drop, like, hey, I'm high up, you know, he doesn't need security clearance, da-da-da, you know, have him escorted in, and they have the proper people escort him in, he drops it off, and bye. They know who it belongs to. They know whose it is. The funny thing is why are they... I don't know if someone, like, if it wasn't meant to be brought to the public light and someone's kind of pissy, so someone brought it to the attention and made sure that it was something that they have to deal with, and now they don't know what to do because I don't know why throwing it under the rug, or why it wasn't thrown under the rug. I'm like, I mean, we know Hunter Biden is messed up. There's tons of videos of him with coke and meth and all kinds of stuff, crystal, you know, crack and all that stuff. We know that. But, you know, will anything ever become of it? I mean, when they've asked about Trump being indicted on January 6th, another thing, all these GOP people like they go off. They say four-letter words. And it's just one of those things. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in wherever you're around the world. You know, it's like, I've had people say, when is enough going to be enough? When are people going to finally stand up? I mean, I've had death threats. I've been called a negative Nancy Debbie Downer because, well, I'm like, well, was Noah Debbie Downer? No. Noah said, God said, build the ark. What did he do? He built the ark. I believe we're going to get through it, but we're going to have some rough times ahead. Could the dollar collapse? I believe absolutely they can collapse the dollar. What people don't realize is, well, buy your fishing license for $15, and it helps clean up these ponds and lakes and streams, and there's all this good stuff. Well, the government can just pass a clean pond and lake bill. Here's $4 trillion, and it's a stimulus bill to help clean up the lakes and ponds and streams. Joe Biden just signed a clean ponds, lakes, and streams bill, and it's $4 trillion. He signed the stimulus package. Well, then why am I paying for a fishing license? I thought the fishing license was to generate money to do all this? Why do I have to pay for a fishing license to clean up all these ponds when they just spent $4 trillion to do it? The bill's not real, but they pass all these stimulus bills. Why do you pay taxes that go to fund the government and different things when they just keep passing yes, we're going to pass, this is a budget. Yeah, this is going to be another $800 trillion because, you know, we need to get a raise. I mean, have you seen the cost of stuff? No, so just keep printing more money, make it even more worthless, which makes the cost of goods go up even more until we have hyperinflation. And then you have a $20 loaf of bread becomes a $1,000 loaf of bread by the end of the day. By the start of the day, it's a $60,000 loaf of bread until people are just stabbing and killing each other over bread and eggs and cheese. Just alone, the cost of goods going up is exponential. Go to Dollar Tree. It's not a dollar anymore for an item at Dollar Tree. Now it's $1.25. And to kind of cover up that 25% inflation, because a dollar to $1.25 is 25% inflation, gee, let's have $4 items and $6 items and $3 and $5 items. Because there are people that go up there and, hey, man, and it's a $5 item and they don't, what? Yeah, we have more than just dollar items. Well, it's not, I mean, the $1.25. Gee. And then they get pissy, and that's why they have these clear signs clear on these. This is not a dollar item. This is, you know, and they're very explicit now on these items that are more than a dollar to cover up that, you know, because so they take a lot of the items that would normally have sold just for a dollar, and now they make them $3. That way, you're not like, sort of like if you ever look at the bottom of a container like peanut butter and stuff, it's indented. That way you can get the same size container, but they can put less peanut butter in there because that takes up space. That's why they're trying to soften the blow. Well, since it's not just a dollar anymore, and some of the things I have still that I got when it was the Dollar Tree back in the day were really good quality stuff. I have like a little cobblestone collection, a little nativity thing. I love it. And now they have these little cheapy plastic things. And I'm like, and they're chunky compared to what I got. It's sad. But they try to soften the blow by having things that, oh, we have more than just a dollar. We have a section where it's $3, $4, and $5. That way it doesn't seem so bad. Because people don't, well, it's only a 20, well, actually, you know, like when you, but people don't think about that. That's 25% inflation. I mean, heck, the balloons they sell now are like $1.50 for the helium ones. They used to be a buck like everything else, but they try to have other items in there that are, that would normally sell for a dollar. And sometimes if you're not careful, you can get it for, I've gotten stuff at Walmart for 89 cents and they want a dollar at Dollar Tree for the same item. Got to be careful. But it's okay, folks. Everything's going great. We got the greatest White House ever. They're so great that they can't even, I mean, they can identify people with a mask on who supposedly broke into the Capitol building on January 6th, but they can't identify inside the White House who put cocaine down when it's the most videotaped, most secure. If you believe that the White House doesn't know who that cocaine belongs to, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona I'll sell you. And from the front porch, you can see the sea. You're retarded, and I'm calling you out because not mentally retarded, because those people are great people. It's the people that know better, but they're stupid. let me cover myself in lighter fluid and then light myself on fire and see what happens. Then when they're in the hospital, third-degree burns, how'd that happen? Like the Tide Pods. Don't put a warning on there. Don't eat the Tide Pods. Let the kids eat them, and it'll thin out the herd. The people that are dumb enough to eat a caustic chemical used to get rid of stains and clothes, they deserve what they get. If they're stupid enough to eat something that is so caustically bad, I'm glad we didn't have... I mean, nowadays, if you watch MacGyver, you'd have to have a warning label if you had MacGyver on TV. Do not attempt this at home. We knew to watch... We watched Tom and Jerry growing up. We knew we couldn't die and come back to life. We weren't going to try to run off the edge of a cliff and be able to stay suspended and then turn around and come back to the cliff. We knew if we ran, as soon as we got to where there's no ground, we'd just go straight down. We were smart enough. But we had cognitive thinking skills. We had to do research. We didn't have Siri. Siri, look this up for me. You actually had to look it up yourself. You had to go to a library. We were the search engine. There's a... You heard the thing recently, that was a couple of years ago, where the lady came out and said the cross symbol on the monster is an Arabic symbol for W or 6. So is the monster energy drink the three claws, 666? Well, it says unleash the beast. Well, the beast in the Bible is Satan, the devil. And when you drink it, when it goes upside down, there's a cross. It's upside down. Well, guess. Well, that Arabic symbol is also a W. So could the World Wide Web actually also refer to as 666? Could be. Because it's dumbed down society. Because people don't think for themselves. Don't worry, folks. We're going to make it easy. We're going to have a digital currency. Okay, well, talk to the people in Florida when they go 3 weeks without power with the hurricane. Oh, yeah. They have to have paper money. Like, I don't know if you've seen that TikTok video recently where this lady goes, here, we don't accept cards. We don't accept cash. Would you take checks? What do you mean? He goes, ma'am, you're going to have to get it online and figure this out. And a guy walks up with a hoodie, like, what, is he going to rob the place? And he scans his forehead. What is that? I don't have that. I had the same business. See, that's the one question. If someone tried to tell me about digital currency, say, so what do we do with the digital currency if we have, like in Mount Perry, Vermont, what do they do with the digital currency when they have no power? It's completely flooded out. What do you do? What would you do? What would you do? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The Secret Service is going to solve everything. The FBI is going to solve it all. Let's just spend our way out of debt. Don't worry, folks. What's the point of a budget if you just keep spending and spending and spending and spending and spending? Don't worry, folks. If you're a transgender soldier on hormone therapy, you can skip deployment. Yeah, I'm just waiting for a bunch of people to get into the Army. Yeah, I'm transgender now, and I'm starting hormone therapy, so you can't deploy me? Yeah. Yeah, you can wait up to 355 days. You can't deploy me because I'm transgender and I'm having hormone therapy? Yeah. Make no sense, man. I mean, my generation, we knew what a boy and a girl was. Not today. How can you affirm a gender? If you can't affirm a gender, like if you can't affirm an agenda, like if you look between your legs, what's hanging between your legs, if that doesn't affirm a gender, well, just because I have something hanging between my legs does not mean I'm that actual gender. So you can't affirm my gender. then how can you have gender-affirming surgery? They're trying to black gender-affirming surgery. I'm like, well, how can you have gender-affirming surgery if you can't affirm a gender with what's between the legs? Because just because you have the surgery doesn't mean that's the gender you are. I mean, I don't know how Merrick Garland and Jack Smith are not interfering in the election in 2022. I don't know how that can be. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't understand how that's not election interference.
It is.
Oh, it is? Well, just like the, I mean, if anyone out there can actually tell me how you can believe that the White House doesn't know whose cocaine it is, the most secure place in the White House, they know whose it is. They know whose it is. Yeah, I got my producer, my wife in here. She's the greatest thing ever. But yeah, it's just crazy. But don't worry, folks. There are people, I guarantee it. I mean, did you see that video where Biden is talking to the president of Israel and stuff and making no sense? And then when the press is asking all kinds of questions at him, he's just with a dead stare like, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And all the reporters have masks on. Like, are you kidding me? The reporters in masks. Masks don't work, folks. In a closed-door hearing, Fauci was asked point blank, Dr. Fauci was asked, what was that? Oh, yeah. What made you go from masks don't work at all to masks work? What was the data? There was nothing. I just, he couldn't say anything because he had no data. He just was told by someone that, hey, you need to shove masks down their throat. Well, I can tell you straight up what my dad paid for masks before and after. So, but I love seeing all these GOP people when they're trying to go after Trump for January 6th and indict him and all this stuff, and he's like, they're like, they go off. They use words I will not say on the show, and I'm not going to. And it's like, wow. Like, yeah, this is bleep and bleep. This is bleep and BS. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because that's the only way they're going to beat him, by making up crap. It's just sad, you know, but then there's people that like, well, Trump, I guarantee you there's people that believe that Trump colluded with Russia. I don't want to thank you so much, though, but I guarantee you, there are people like I was talking to my mom the one day, and she's like, I guarantee you there's people that still believe in social distancing, even though they don't know where that came from, because there's no scientific data to back up that 6 feet, I mean, 90% of COVID makes no sense because there's no scientific data around it. Why do you wear masks? Show us the scientific data. So what made you change your mind, Fauci, from not wearing masks to wearing masks? Well, the politicians were going to invest millions of dollars in the companies that made masks, and they were going to do that right before I pushed this mask initiative. That way, the stocks would go up in these companies, and they'd make a lot of money. Just like when the airlines, right before they were going to tank, because of them lockdown and all this stuff. Gee, all these politicians sold off all their airline stocks. Gee. Wonder why. Oh, yeah, because here's a $1,000 stock. It's going to be worth about $20 when they can't fly or do anything. And imagine if you were overseas and they put these lockdowns in place. We don't know when we're going to be able to have flights. And then they would go through all kinds of things to make, okay, yep, we can only have a quarter of this flight full. Ridiculous. And now, if you have a vaccine and I don't, we're treated the same. Now you don't even, now if you come in contact with someone with COVID, you don't even quarantine. I wonder if you have COVID, if you even have to stay home or if they just let you work. I know, like, if you come in contact with someone with COVID, you don't quarantine. They don't do all the testing of the unsick. Like, if you're not sick, they don't, like, when they have laundry lines of people, we need to test because you might have COVID, not know it, and then you spread it. So we need to test you before you're sick. Yeah, it was called getting your DNA. Called a DNA collection. Because if you ever look at getting one of those ancestry DNA kits, read the fine print, because you have to basically tell them and mark the legal boxing that you want your DNA destroyed after they test it, because if not, then they can keep that DNA and they can use it wherever they want to. And they can actually make viruses and stuff based off of your DNA that are designed specifically for you in mind. Well, this is how your body's going to fight it. Well, let's make the vaccine, let's make this disease so that when we give it to you, it's going to do these, it's going to counteract what the body does to make it almost impossible. Yeah, they can do that. Okay, someone goes, can the vaccine can't alter the DNA? I'm like, well, they can inject you with blood that they've altered the genes so that, because they cured a black lady of sickle cell anemia in 18 or 19 through a thing called CRISPR-Cas9. It's out there. My doctors told me about it. He showed me. I've done the research. Don't trust me. Don't believe me. Do your own research. Does the vaccine alter DNA? I don't know. But you can alter DNA, because if they can get in like 10 years, I might be able to have my DNA altered so I can cure my myopathy. But with all good can come bad. They can, well, if you can do this for good, you can do it for bad too. Think about that. Just wake up, folks. Just know one thing. God's in control. Like, I've been called negative Nancy's. I've been called Debbie Downers, all kinds of. I'm like, well, Noah, God said build the ark. Build the ark. I'm not saying God's not going to be with us, God's not going to protect us, but be prepared. The World Economic Forum is doing mock trials of what happens if we have massive outages of power to where there's no, I won't be able to use my CPAP machine, we won't have electricity, stoplights won't work, hospitals won't have electricity except for their generators, and depending on how long they can keep the generators going, that's how long they'll have electricity. They're doing mock trials of it, just like they did with the pandemic. Just be prepared in case that does happen. What's wrong with having some extra food and some extra supplies on hand in case a rainy day comes? Guess what? You can help your neighbor. Your neighbor can help you. You can be there for each other. It's not being, it's being prepared. Like as a chef, mise en place, everything in its place. Make sure you have everything. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I'm going to thank you so much. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much for all tuning in. I love it. You know, it's nice to see people waking up. But the number one question I get asked from a lot of people, what's it going to take for the when will the people revolt? Like, when will they say, okay, when will we have a national January 6th where everyone says, okay, we're done with this. We can't do this corruption anymore. We're taking back our country. What will it take for that to ever happen? Will it happen? Because I've had people, I thought by now they would have taken back their country. But I want to thank you so much. You know, just what... I'll tell you this. We need to break down some barriers, and that's one thing I pray for. We need to come together as a nation of believers. Yeah, the Baptists, they read the New International Version, and there's scripture in there that some of this is missing. That's why they believe once saved, always saved. We need to come together as believers in Jesus Christ. The Bible is yes and amen. We need a nation on its knees is stronger than an army. We need to be praying. We need revival. I always pray we need to be fighting with the Bible with scriptures, hymnals. You know, when I get off of here, I'm making dinner and I'm going to be playing some music in memory of James Pastich, because that's what he'd want. I mean, he'd be like, man, just put on gospel, whatever you listen to. Put on Christian music. Put on whatever. Crank it up. Enjoy life. Put God first and watch him work. And that's what this nation, that's what we need to do. Put God first and watch him work. You know, that's why we had trucks unlocked with shotguns loaded in them, and we weren't killing each other when we were kids. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news while I have a few minutes, because sometimes I get going and like me and Joe start like last Monday. Joe's like, yeah, I'm going to get out of here, because we get talking, and next thing you know, it's like 50 minutes into the show. Like, but it's great. He gets me. I get him. You know. I don't want to get into this, folks. Andre and Anna, I think, for first, I was kind of like taken back. Like, we got De Gea. Why do we need a goalkeeper? And then I realized, okay, he's got 1 year left on the extension. They didn't re-sign the extension. What if a goalkeeper like Anana doesn't come around the next year? Okay, when De Gea's contract's up and he's going back to Spain, let's say to Real Madrid or one of those, because that's where he's from, and he wants to do that, and there's no real good goalkeepers, what do we do? So I understand that they got that, and, you know, he's been, you know, De Gea's been given a great, great send-off, and, you know, Donny Van de Beek on the friendly today. I'm like, I wonder what time the friendly was. And it was like when I was at work, it was early. So I was cleaning. So I just heard some of the highlights, you know, because they're leaving from there to go to the U.S. But Donny Van de Beek scored. And I'm like, and some people like, well, is he good enough? You know, should he go this or that? And I'm like, whether he stays or goes, I haven't seen enough of him to know. He hasn't been played enough. Put him on the pitch. See what you can, because I think he'd be phenomenal. He just hasn't been given the opportunity. Because there was a guy on the United Stand today when I was listening. He goes, in a super chat, McFred, get rid of him and get Donnie, or get rid of McTominay or Fred, you know, sell one of them and get Donnie in. I'm okay with that. If he goes, he goes. But the thing that's really frustrating with me is the last Qatar bid that was going to be like a BLN type thing, that's 2 months ago. The Glazers have basically, from what we can tell, they've put the sale on hold. There's even been reports that they might not want to sell the club now. Gee, well, they got to do something, because that stadium is in such disarray. They need to do something. Because that, I mean, there's repairs. There's parts of it that when it rains, it's like Niagara Falls coming. They need to do stuff. They think, you know. And some people wonder, like I've wondered, did they really want to sell the club? Were they expecting way more people to try to, we're expecting like 10 people that were interested in the club and they were going to get way more. You know, I'm wondering if someone offered $6 billion, would they even take it? Because, well, if they're going to give $6 billion, which is what we want, well, wait a minute, because if you're one of these, give up $6 billion, maybe they'll give 6.5 or 6.2. Well, he gives 6.2. Well, wait, well, I'll take 6.3, and they were going to get a bidding war, and it never happens. If you were to say, hey, if someone was to offer $10 billion for the club, which is like $6 billion too much, would the Glazers even take it? They'd be stupid not to, because in 10 years, I don't think they'd recoup that much money. But it's just sad. Because it's our club, and we want our club back. And there are people like, hey, we just need to do protest after protest after protest after protest after protest. I mean, because, like, look at, I think like they're trying to have a great enough summer transfer window to mask the fact that, what about the sale? we need to keep on the same. Like, well, you said you were going to sell the club. You wanted to get out of it. What the heck? Why isn't it being sold? We need to keep on that. I don't care. I don't care if they spent $1 billion and got, like, the 10 best players. That's great, but what about the sale? What about the sale? I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. Holland, yeah, you got him. Anana, you got him. Mount, you got him. Casido, you got him. Stephen Rice, you bought him. I still want you out. If they were to buy all those, if they were to get like Rasmus Holland and Declan Rice and Casido and Anana like they did and Mount, so what? Great. Thank you. But, okay, bye-bye. Have fun. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. You've melt. And that's what I hate when they've, well, look at how much United has spent in the last 10 years. Yeah, take about half of the, take about 40% of the money that they spent in the last 10 years, and that was overpaying. 40% of the money they spent in the last 10 years could have been avoided if they didn't overpay. What a concept. That's it. I'd be like, yeah, you don't have money? Well, you paid way too much for him, and him. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me. We don't have money. Don't say you didn't want, well, why are you overpaying for players? In fact, they're this transfer window, they're trying to make it halfway decent. That way they can, hey, we got Erik ten Hag's players he wanted. You gotta get it. Okay, well, are you still at the club? Still running it? Are you still forcing it down the toilet? Good luck. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Put God first and watch him work. If you haven't prayed today, pray. Get on your knees. You know? We need to get this nation back. It's going to start with Jesus Christ. The government's not the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all. God bless and goodbye.